Welcome back to Giants.com. It's time for our Monday game report brought to you by New Era. This week is Roman Oben joining us. Roman, another disappointing loss for the Giants, 36-21. And once again, they cannot close things out in the fourth quarter. Three Eli Manning interceptions, two intentional grounding penalties. And boy, this Giants season keeps getting worse.
Yeah, and of all the games, you know, we had all accepted that the first quarter was over. The Giants had some growing pains, had some injuries. There were some systematic issues. But, you know, 1-3, 0-4, Philadelphia Eagles throughout the record. This is a game I think a lot of people thought the Giants could have won, and they had a chance to win a majority of the game.
They knocked Michael Vick out of the game after the Eagles put up 300 yards of offense in the first half. Nick Foles comes in, and then the Giants could not generate any pass pressure on a guy that's not very mobile in the pocket.
Going back before that, the Giants had held the Eagles to field goals, I think, three different occasions, and the offense wasn't catching up either. So I think confidence really was a big part of it for me, because the Giants, I think, offensively could have been ahead and then made the defense kind of play one way, especially when Michael Vick was out, and that just didn't happen.
David Wilson had to leave the game with a neck injury, with Brandon Jacobs as the primary back. They once again could not get the running game going.
Yeah, and look, it's about the looks, the opportunities. 70 snaps total, I think about 17 rushing attempts. I mean, you really want to try to run the ball 25 to 30 times to give yourself true balance, but there were some opportunities we had in the secondary, and that's why they threw the ball a lot. I mean, the Eagles were the 31st worst passing defense in the league. But again, the balance wasn't there, and then when you had to throw the ball at the end, that's when you had the turnovers.
And now Reuben Randall had a strong second half, but in the first half, you mentioned opportunities down the field. He had three deep passes down the middle of the field that hit him in the hands, and he couldn't come up with.
And because you knew that Victor Cruz was going to be targeted, you knew that he was going to be double-teamed.
All day.
All day. And so you expected Reuben Randall and Hakeem Nicks, who did have a big game, you expected those two receivers to really have some good looks. But, you know, maybe an early fast start with the Giants, had Reuben Randall caught a couple of those balls, it would have been a little bit more lopsided in the Giants' favor. Again, controlling the Giants' ability to dictate what they could do offensively and defensively, but that didn't happen.
Roman, finally, now there's a short week. The Giants only have 3 days to get ready for the Chicago Bears on Thursday Night Football. How tough is it now? 0-5, you only have 3 days to prepare. The team's still extremely banged up. Who knows who's going to be ready to play on such a short turnaround? How do they try to bounce back and beat a pretty good Chicago team who's coming off a loss at home to New Orleans?
Well, again, it goes back to confidence. It goes back to leadership. I mean, we saw a guy like Cullen Jenkins, who couldn't walk by midweek, came out there, played tough. I mean, it's going to take those kind of efforts to go, if you're going to do anything against Chicago on the road with that short turnaround.
And fewer mistakes on Sunday, which have plagued this team all year round, whether it's special teams, defense, or offense, it's always been something different. Roman, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks again. My pleasure.
For Roman Oben, I'm John Schmuck. That's all the time we have for the game report every Monday on Giants.com. It's brought to you by New Era. Enjoy your week. We'll see you on Giants.com as we get ready for Giants and Bears.